to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. No Mark Willard this week. He'll be back on Monday alongside Dan Dibley. It's Mark Randy with you on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. As we transition to football, the calendar flips to August, and we're in full football mode. I have a little bit of Giants for you. Maybe coming up a little bit later as the Giants are traveling. Maybe they're already in Cincinnati gearing up for a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series against the Reds and Great American Ballpark. A big series coming up for the Giants. But Niners, although it is an off day for them today, much like the Giants, Niners dominated the story so far here on Willard and Dibs, and we'll get into that a little bit more here on 95.7 The Game. Dibs, the NFL is currently in the process of releasing their top 100 players of the year list.
Okay.
They do it every year. It comes out around this time in like increments of 10. We currently have everything other than the top 10. That comes out tomorrow afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. But the first 90 players from 100 all the way down to 20, they have been released. How many Niners do you think are going to appear in this top 100 list altogether?
Man, out of 100 players, there's 32 teams, so that would be an average, all things created equal, of 3 per team. Now, we know that that's not going to be the way it goes. There'll be some teams, I would imagine, that get 0, and so some would have to balance that out. I would say, just thinking about it, who would be on there?
Let's run through them.
Well, you figure Brock, Christian, George, Debo.
It's 4.
And Trent.
It's 5.
And Brandon.
6.
Nick and Fred. That gets me to a clean 8.
7, 8. Yep.
I'm going to say 8.
8 is your guess.
8 out of 100. Now, I might be leaving out Mooney Ward. He might be in there. I might be including Brandon Ayuk, who won't be in there. So it'll be between 7 and 9, I would guess. I'm going to go with 8.
Okay. Between 7 and 9 is correct. 8 is just a... I don't know for sure, but it's probably going to be wrong because we don't know the top 10 yet.
Okay. Is there a Niner that is still yet to be named in 11 through 100?
The highest number, the worst of the bunch, the one closest to 100, is a player you have not brought up yet, and it's the player we were just talking about going to break, who's recovering from an Achilles tear. Dre Greenlaw.
Wow.
Checked in at number 76.
Yeah. Okay.
On this ranking. So Dre Greenlaw, number 76. Brandon Ayuk comes in at 66. Let's see. Debo Samuel at 30. Nick Bosa, Brock Purdy at 28.
Okay.
Nick Bosa at 27.
Really?
George Kittle at 14. Fred Warner at 11. That leaves off Christian McCaffrey and Trent Williams, who I would imagine will both be in the top 10. Add all that together, if my assumption about CMC and Trent is right, which I'm sure it will be, because they are definitely top 100 players. They will be on this list, and they will appear in the top 10 tomorrow. That's 9 Niners in the top 100.
And I guess the one that I neglected to think about was Dre Greenlaw, and I guess I was thinking about Dre Greenlaw this year, and
yes,
if he doesn't play until after Thanksgiving... And even if he comes back around Thanksgiving, that would be a 9-month recovery from an Achilles injury, which would be pretty good. That'd be an aggressive return to play. And that would leave him with about 5, maybe 6 games plus playoffs. So I guess he could still make an impact and be top 100. If he wasn't hurt with the Achilles, then absolutely he'd be on the list. But I didn't even think about him because of the injury.
I'm not sure how the NFL asks, and this is voted on by the players, which is why I like this list so much, because it gives you an idea of what the other players in the league think about these Niner players, and it's particularly, I think, insightful for, say, Ayuk Debo conversations, for the Brock Purdy conversation. Ayuk 66th, Debo 30th. Brock Purdy is 28th, the 28th best player in the NFL, according to his peers. That's interesting. I don't know exactly, though, what the NFL presents its players with in terms of the vote. Is it just who was the best last year? Is it predicting the future? Is it whatever the case is? I'm not sure there is a set rule in what they're supposed to be voting on. Maybe just one healthy. Who are the best players in the NFL? And currently, maybe you're projecting a bit for the future. But regardless, no matter what the rule is on the vote, 9 players in the top 100. You almost
impressive.
Have a tenth of the top 100 players in the league.
And do we know who the remaining 10 are, for the most part, who are yet to be named, who will be top 10? And I think we can kind of play with this a little bit. If it's Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey. Figure it out,
probably. There's two quarterbacks left. Mahomes and Lamar will be in the top 10, I would imagine.
Josh Allen's already been listed.
Josh Allen, I have it here. Let me find it.
Okay. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I'm just trying
to
think about...
Josh Allen was 12th.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts was 15th. Dak Prescott, 16th. CJ Stroud, 20th. Brock Purdy, 28th. That's quarterbacks in the top 30.
We've got two quarterbacks remaining. And did you say Joe Burrow, or he's already been... named?
Burrow is in the 30s.
Okay.
Brock Purdy ranked higher than Burrow, Tua, and Jordan Love. Goff and Stafford in the 40s. Justin Herbert in the 70s. Kirk Cousins in the 80s. Trevor Lawrence and Aaron Rodgers in the 90s.
There you have it. So yet to be named. We have Trent and Christian for sure. You've got Mahomes and
Lamar.
Justin Jefferson, I would guess, correct, has not been mentioned. So that's five of the top 10. TJ Watt probably hasn't been mentioned, or Myles Garrett hasn't been mentioned. Am I right in saying that? And I'm putting you on the spot because
actually, you know, Justin Jefferson is showing up here at 18.
Okay, all right, so he's already off the board. I wonder who.
Interesting.
Tyreek Hill would be one that I think is probably still out there. I don't know if Tyreek Hill's been named. And again, I feel bad putting you on the spot, but I'm just wondering.
Micah Parsons is 17. I was thinking of him as well.
As we think, like Max Crosby, has he been named? As we start to think about who the top 10 will be, Trent Williams and Christian McCaffrey, how high do they go? It's pretty obvious that Patrick Mahomes will be number one. Can we agree that, I mean, he would have to be,
especially
number one.
What they just did as a team this past
champs,
year.
And he's been
and doing it with that supporting cast offensively.
Exactly. So as we think about, who else will be in that top five, certainly in that top 10, it just had me wondering about other names, and I probably should have looked at the list a little bit more closely so I would have answers to these questions.
The way that it's scheduled, it's put out right now on NFL.com, it's not very easy. They have it in increments of 10, and I have to tab over between every group, so it's really hard to find who's been named and who hasn't been named. I imagine when they announce the top 10 tomorrow afternoon, they'll have a full top 100 list, but I don't just have the first 90 players from 100 down to 20 or to 11 just yet.
Right.
But we know at least four of them, those two quarterbacks. And then we know Trent and Christian McCaffrey will be up there.
Yeah. I'm just looking. I see Amon-Ra at 23 and Penei Sewell, the recently paid Penei Sewell at 22. Bosa at 27 feels a little low to me.
He was four last year and he dropped 23 spots from four to 27.
Yeah, that is a little bit
disrespectful from his peers.
Somewhat, but he did have a little bit of a quieter year, so to speak. Certainly from the sack numbers and the impact, maybe a little bit of a slow start. So I wonder if that played in. Travis Kelce is another one that I don't think we've seen. So we're kind of picking our way through who will be.
Chris Jones, is Chris Jones up there? The Chiefs going to have three in the top 10?
They might. I mean, they'd be worthy, right? Being back-to-back champs. And I'm not sure if we've seen Max Crosby on the list yet. And again, I know it's difficult to have to go through every 10 players, and I'm kind of doing the same thing. I see Cooper Kupp at 69, so there's another guy that wouldn't be up there. And I can't imagine that Puka Nacua, even off a fantastic rookie year, I can't imagine that he'd be in the top 10.
No, not in the top 10.
None. I'm trying to find him at all on this list.
Puka's 33rd.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we've run down just about all the names who will be in that top 10. And I haven't yet seen Max Crosby.
Max Crosby's probably up there too. He's been incredible for the Raiders.
So you got Mahomes and Kelce. You've got Lamar and Crosby. You've got McCaffrey and Trent Williams.
Probably Myles Garrett as well.
Yep. And TJ Watt is another one that I named that I don't think that we've seen. So that's eight of the top 10. And, 888-957-9570 if you think that we've missed a couple of clear-cut guys who are going to be on that list. But it is an interesting list based on what you were saying. This is voted on by the players. So players voting on players, not media know-it-alls who really don't know that much. These are players who are going up against these guys and saying, yeah, these are the real ones. These are the dudes we have to worry about.
So it's interesting. Brock Purdy, 28th, the 28th best player in the NFL. I think kind of depending on how you, I don't know, maybe it's just how you view the world. You might think that's really high. You might think that's really low. I mean, Brock Purdy is ranked higher than Joe Burrow by his peers. And maybe part of that is Joe Burrow coming off of another major injury. And, you know, he's kind of been in and out of the lineup. Although when he's been in, he's been incredible. But you also look, Dibs, at what Brock Purdy did this past season. And, I mean, he was the NFL favorite basically for the vast majority of the regular season. And he was a finalist for the MVP award, yet there's six other quarterbacks that will be ranked ahead of him in this list. He'll be the seventh ranked quarterback. Ultimately, I was expecting him to be a little bit lower. I thought 28, a little bit of a surprise in a good way for Brock Purdy. I didn't think that his peers would be so, I don't know, eager to vote for him that high up the list. I mean, he's ranked higher than Deebo Samuel, than Brandon Ayuk, than Dre Greenlaw on this Niners team, which I'm not sure I would have expected that going in.
Yeah, and I think that the players understand what he's doing and how good it is that he's doing that. And, you know, it's more of a fan and a media construct when we look at where he was drafted and Mr. Irrelevant and all the rest of it. If you're playing against Brock Purdy and you see the success he's had in 2 years and the fact that he already has four playoff victories, which is more than a majority of the guys on this list. And I think he's top 25 all time among quarterback playoff wins already in 2 years with four. It's mind boggling, but he's gone out there and he's gotten it done already in 2 years in the playoffs. He's got more playoff wins than Cousins, and he's got more playoff wins than Love, than Dak, than the majority of the quarterbacks in the NFL. And so because of that, I think the players put some respect on his game more than fans in the media.
One of the best parts of this whole award or this whole voting process, the NFL Top 100, which again is voted on every year by players. And shout out to the 510 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. He says that list is peer evaluated and based on performance from last season. Shout out to Chris A. from Oakland. Appreciate that. Who knows exactly how much the players follow those rules and restrictions, but that is what it is supposed to be. And also the 415 tweeting out, I think, the list of 10 that we ran through. So the top 10 in some order will be Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, Max Crosby, Myles Garrett, Lamar Jackson, Tyreek Hill, and TJ Watt. That's the top 10 in some order. We'll see how it all comes out. But what's the best part, in my opinion, of these lists is for every player in the top 100, NFL Films puts together a little video package where you get all these little blurbs and comments from some of the players that were complimentary of this player. And I pulled Brock Purdy's little top 100 NFL video, edited it out because there's some, you know, things that this is music and you can see a highlight going in the background. So it's edited a little bit, but Brock Purdy, it's a little bit long here, 2.5 minutes, but I wanted to play it because it is kind of eye-opening what some of his peers and his opponents said about him. You'll hear from Greg Newsome, a corner on the Cleveland Browns. You'll hear from Harrison Phillips, Vikings defensive tackle. Tristan Wirfs, who we talked about earlier today, Tampa offensive lineman who just signed and reset the offensive tackle market. Alex Highsmith, a Pittsburgh linebacker. Alec Ingold, a Miami fullback, who I think you guys had on the show at some point last year leading up to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he was an awesome guy. You'll hear from him. Kirk Cousins as well at the very end. And there's a couple of familiar voices. You'll hear from Kyle Juszczyk and George Kittle as well. But here is the NFL Films, NFL Top 100 video dedicated to Brock Purdy, who came in at number 28.
The San Francisco 49ers select Brock Purdy, a quarterback from Iowa State.
Definitely not Mr. Irrelevant. He's really relevant now in the NFL.
Brocky, we with you, baby. We riding with you.
It's amazing how many people missed in this draft on this guy. He is amazing.
He may be relevant, but some regard him not as a top-flight quarterback, but merely a game manager.
People have this misunderstanding that he's just surrounded by weapons and it's just easy to give, you know, screens to Christian and Deebo and George. But continually you see him push the ball downfield and make big plays.
I don't think he was a game manager. Honestly, we treated him as one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Throws the ball at the right time every single time. He's a guy where if you're caught slipping, he's going to find you.
He's got my respect. You know, he came out and he did great against us. He gets in that pocket and then throw it, and he can also escape and make plays with his legs as well. So, you know, he's very versatile.
Sets in the pocket right there, and he's not even just going to take off and run. He's going to reset and look again and then run. That is a gift not everybody has.
You do see him scramble to make plays with his legs and scramble to throw. And when you have a quarterback like that, it's really tough to defend.
Brock's playing at an incredibly high level. He's throwing dots, as Brandon Ayuk would say, and you see him all over the tape.
High-level decision, awareness, and throw. That's a very small window. That is very accurate that far downfield. What a throw under pressure right there. It's usually what separates the best. Can you see it all right when you're taking the hit?
I mean, he is the reason why the Niners are so successful. You talk about all the other mouths to feed. You have all these superstars all over the field. Yeah, well, Brock Purdy is the guy that's feeding them all and putting them in positions to succeed.
My favorite part of Brock Purdy's year was the NFC Championship game. Seeing him getting up with ripped leggings, bloody nose, and he's still dishing the ball out to go to the Super Bowl. Like, just dialed in, you know, running around, throwing darts.
Purdy has hurt Detroit with his legs today as a runner and a passer.
What are they down, 24-7? In a playoff game? Not bad. Yeah, not bad.
Put some respect on your name!
You can't doubt that man anymore after that.
Well, I think he's doing everything the great quarterbacks in this league do. I mean, he's making explosive plays. He's making plays off schedule. He's accurate. I told him after we played him that, you know, you're only in year two, and I can't imagine doing the things you're doing when I was in my second year. And I think his best football's ahead of him.
There it is.
Yeah,
that was
wow.
Kirk Cousins at the very end saying, I think the best football is still ahead of you. It's amazing what you're doing in year two. I couldn't imagine doing what you're doing at year two. A lot of really high praise from Purdy's peers.
Yeah, and Tony Romo in there talking about, you know, the footwork and setting up and then resetting and still having the ability to look downfield. And I know that that's one thing that Brock Purdy does so well, and yet he's talked in this preseason about wanting to get better at, and that's decision-making. And already as a second-year quarterback last year, you could see how good he was at real-time decision-making and, you know, being able to decipher what the defense is doing and make the correct play, and yet he still wants to get better. And he's a guy who you can tell that just grinds every day to try to improve, even coming off a year where he took his team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah, and you hear all of these comments, and obviously, I mean, they're pulling the things that are being complimentary said about Brock Purdy. Not that anyone in these videos and in this process that the NFL goes through every year is ragging on him, but Greg Newsome, a corner for the Cleveland Browns, saying, you know, he'll catch you slipping. If you make a mistake defensively, he always finds the right guy to throw to. He's always throwing it on target. Alex Highsmith, the Pittsburgh linebacker, was reminiscing on week one last year when Purdy just absolutely killed that really, really good Pittsburgh defense. He didn't seem too happy to be reminiscing about that moment, which I thought was kind of funny. Alec Ingold, as we talked about, who came on the show leading up to the Super Bowl last year, talking about his favorite Purdy moment was the NFC Championship game comeback, and spoken like a true fullback, talking about how Purdy's got ripped leggings and he's got a bloody mouth because
totally.
He got hit in the face, and that's his favorite moment, seeing him grit his teeth and going out there and bringing his team back. Kyle Juszczyk saying, quote, he is the reason we're so successful. And it's one thing coming from, I guess, a teammate. Maybe that doesn't mean as much coming from an opponent, but still, hearing all of these people and all of these pros across the league speak in such a glowing light, I think, about Brock Purdy, it means a whole lot more than, no offense, you or me or any of us talking about what we see in Brock. Hearing it from all these guys, it carries a lot of weight.
Yeah, and no offense taken, because you're right. When that's where this list, this top 100 list, and they've got him in the top 30, means even more than all the praise from analysts and former players. These are people who are still currently playing, and they look at a guy not based on how much he's made, but what he's doing on the field, and you know, the ability to make the right throw most of the time and lead a very complex offense and share the ball and spread it around and earn the number one seed in the NFC and take your team to the Super Bowl. Those are all things that deserve to be recognized, and they were in that piece and also by his peers.
925 on the Xfinity mobile text line says, though, but bro got the whole top 100 players on his team. Come on now. You do have 8 of his teammates that are in the top 100. That gets back to a conversation we were talking about earlier. Would Brock be the same guy without all that talent? the NFL player base is saying, well, yeah, he's got some good players, but he's still a top 30 player and the seventh best quarterback in the NFL, according to his peers. The only ones that are better, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Dak Prescott, and CJ Stroud. That is it. That's the list ahead of him, which, I don't know, you could maybe argue with a couple of those, CJ Stroud, perhaps Dak Prescott, perhaps. Maybe you feel a certain way about Jalen Hurts. But top seven, that doesn't feel too disrespectful to me.
No, and I do also, you know, think that you go back to the Jimmy Garoppolo days, and Jimmy Garoppolo had largely the same group of talent around him that Brock Purdy has.
I wonder
and
if Garoppolo was ever in this list. I'm going to look that up.
I would bet that he was, but probably not in the top 30. And it's because Brock Purdy elevates the players around him. And Jimmy Garoppolo had basically the same group around him. I think he had Debo and he had Brandon. I don't think that he had Christian, maybe for a game before Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. I can't remember the timing on when McCaffrey came and when Garoppolo got injured. But the point being, he largely had the same group of skill guys around him. And now we want to hold it against Brock Purdy. It just doesn't seem right to me.
So in the list that came out in the offseason, the 2020 offseason, the year after the Niners lost in the Super Bowl, the offseason that followed that. So after Jimmy's first full year as a starter of the 49ers, when he led them to the Super Bowl, he finished 43rd on the NFL's top 100.
Okay.
Honestly, probably a little higher than I was expecting.
Yeah.
But if you put yourselves back in those shoes back then, I mean, he had a pretty darn good season that year. I know it ended with him overthrowing Emmanuel Sanders in the Super Bowl and kind of went downhill from there. But yeah, I guess that's fair.
It's definitely fair. And then we didn't really see Jimmy's warts as much until, you know, you saw him at times, but you also saw a quarterback get you to the Super Bowl. So you were a little bit more willing to forgive it. And then you see what Brock has done with largely the same guys around him. And he's had bigger years and better years and taken the team as deep as Jimmy Garoppolo did in a shorter period of time. So you can see just by watching football that Brock Purdy's a better quarterback than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, no
and
doubt.
He's only 2 years into it.
No doubt. And his peers have voted him as the 28th best player in the NFL, seventh highest ranked quarterback in the league. And the Niners have 9 players in the top 100. They are the best roster in football, and it's not close. All right, time for a break here on Willard and Dibs. When we come back, we've got 1 hour left to get into. I want to hear some from Brock Purdy, by the way, not necessarily about this, about some other things and how he feels going into his third season in the NFL. We can get into that. We can take your calls on training camp concerns, anything you want to get into Niners related. If you want to talk Giants, I got things to say about Logan Webb as well. You can give us a call, 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy, I'm in for Mark Willard on this Thursday. We're back with more on the other side here on 95.7 The Game. We are presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.